We follow President Trump's penalties on metal imports, big tariffs to fix a trading system the White House regards as broken. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Would he or would he not announce sweeping penalties on steel and aluminum imported to the U.S.? Would it be specific countries or from anywhere? Well, President Trump yesterday made it clear the tariffs will be on those metals from anywhere. When that news broke, the Dow went to minus 570 points and ended down 1.7% or 420 points. U.S. stock index futures are down again at the moment. Let's turn to Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial in New York, for how this announcement is playing out. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
We have covered impending sanctions from the White House for months now, and yesterday morning before the announcement, we were covering it every hour. How is it that your market friends were somehow surprised when the president came out and said this?
I think partly it's because other outlets were reporting that it wasn't going to happen. Mm-hmm. And maybe the thinking was we could avert this, especially because China just announced they're sending an envoy to the U.S. to negotiate trade. Usually, you know, you wait until after you meet with them rather than doing it beforehand.
And 84,000 steel and other metal workers have lost their jobs in the past 10 years, in part because of imports. And one does have to consider just how wrenching that can be.
This is what is so difficult from an economic standpoint. There were tariffs on Chinese steel and aluminum already during the Obama administration. So this is sort of a bipartisan thing, if you will. The conclusion that China has not played fair when it comes to metals manufacturing. There are huge government subsidies, and they tend to flood the market from time to time, causing prices to drop. But we all benefit from their willingness to produce something at below market costs, unless you're one of those poor souls who's employed by the industry that has to compete with it. There are going to be winners and losers when metals are cheap. There will be winners and losers when the U.S. cracks down.
Always good to talk to Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Chris, thank you for this briefing.
You're welcome. Thank you, David.
Let me check the live market screens here. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down 0.9% in the case of the Dow future, 212 points there. The FTSE 100 stock index in London is down 1%. The DAX in Germany down 2.2%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong fell 1.5%. The movie company founded by now disgraced producer Harvey Weinstein may not fall into bankruptcy protection after all. There's news of a woman-led group paying about $500 million for the assets of that company. That also includes a $90 million fund to compensate victims of Harvey Weinstein's predations. The purchase is led by Maria Contreras Sweet, who used to run the Small Business Administration under Obama. Now to a teachable moment about how strange the Social Security system can be. President Trump, who by his account is a wealthy man, could be getting a big extra bonus from the Social Security system every year because he is a later-in-life dad. ProPublica editor-at-large Alan Sloan figured this out with Eugene Sterley at the Urban Institute. Alan, good morning.
Good morning, David.
So walk us through how this works. President Trump could get more Social Security. Because of what? Because of who?
Because he has an 11-year-old child. If you're drawing Social Security retirement benefits and you have a child under 18, you get an extra amount of money. And by the calculations of Gene Sterley and the people at his organization, we're estimating that if Trump is drawing Social Security, which I think he is, he's getting an extra $15,000 because his son, Barron Trump, is only 11 years old.
All right. So first of all, we don't know if President Trump is taking this benefit, but we believe he's eligible for it.
That's right. And I asked the White House actually twice whether he's taking Social Security and if he is, whether he's taking this benefit. And I never got an answer.
Okay, so no answer there. So it could be an extra $15,000 put into the president's bank account by the Social Security system. That number, $15,000, is interesting when you think of its scale.
It is, because shockingly, the average retirement benefit for Social Security retirees is $16,000 and change.
This is an idiosyncrasy in the Social Security system, and it's not alone.
Right, it's just an oddball thing. One of them is the equal earner penalty, where if you have a husband and wife each earning $40,000 a year, and you have another couple with a stay-at-home spouse and the other spouse earning $80,000, the place with the $80,000 one income ends up with a bigger benefit than the two 40s, even though the taxes paid are exactly the same. It's how the system was set up. It's just not right.
Now, underlying all of this is a Social Security trust fund that many analysts say needs some topping up.
The thing will be out of money in about 15 years. And theoretically, if the fund runs out of money, benefits are cut 25% or, you know, something like that. And, you know, the time to talk about this is now. It's not when people are screaming and the trust fund has 12 minutes left. And this is our attempt to get something resembling a rational conversation started, which is not easy these days when rationality seems to be in short supply.
Alan Sloan's piece with Eugene Sterley is in ProPublica. He's also a Washington Post columnist. Alan has his own list of ways to, in his view, fix Social Security. There's a link to the full ProPublica piece at marketplace.org. Look for the mentioned on-air tab. Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Janet Wynn. Our engineer this week is Brian Allison. I am David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.